Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Well, it looks like Ed Sheeran was actually not asked to perform at the King's coronation. We all thought that he was just throwing shade at the crown. He turned it down. He's siding with Prince Harry, but turns out he wasn't even asked. And he told SiriusXM he thinks he knows why.
I want to clear something up, actually, because there was loads of stuff in the press that I turned down the coronation. And no one ever asked me.
Never.
I assume if they went online and went, what's Ed doing on May 6th? They would have been like, oh, he's playing in Dallas. So I think that's what happened. But all the press, there's like, obviously, press had the negative story of loads of people turning down the coronation.
Right.
But I never, ever turned it down.
It makes a lot of sense when you find out that he's actually on tour the day that the coronation was supposed to happen. But I don't know, if I'm Ed, I would rearrange my schedule just a little bit for the literal coronation of the King of England.
I think his fans trump that.
That's actually really nice of him.
I think I've mentioned this statement that I heard before that's very inspirational. If it's not an F yes, it's a no. So I think for him, it wasn't an F yes. And I also heard this morning,
but he wasn't asked, so it could be an F yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like an F. Nobody even asked me.
But then they found out two American Idol judges were available, and that was an F yes for them. So makes a lot of sense. Okay, actor Kevin Costner is leaving the Yellowstone franchise, but he's not going out without some drama. Mm-hmm. So Entertainment Tonight said things have been tense amongst the lead and the producers. And as we mentioned a couple days ago, we assume they're probably going to write his character the most brutal death possible.
Oh, God, yeah. He's going to get hit by, like, a truck and then run over a few times. And then birds are going to peck away at his eyes. And they're going to regurgitate him. It's going to be ugly.
Buzzards are coming in.
But, I mean, the man's already been through it. Like, there was one episode I was like, how'd you live?
Yeah. But now he has to die. And the guy that writes the show hates him. So the way he's going out should be very interesting.
Did they ever go into detail as to why him and the guy who writes the show like hate each other so much?
Everything I've read online has just been Kevin Costner arrogance. Like, he kind of feels like he's, again, I'm a big Kevin Costner fan, man. I love everything that dude's in.
He's a great actor.
But the rumors are like he kind of feels like he almost stepped down to do TV and he's a movie star. And he's got a lot of scheduling when it comes to movies. And from
But there was a scheduling conflict.
Scheduling conflict also, which is what I think Hollywood uses as an excuse sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the creator of the show also is a real pain in the ass.
Gotcha.
So two pains in the ass working together has not worked.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so they've been under the impression that Kevin Costner, like, he's going to get the worst death possible, but he said, absolutely not on my watch. So E.T. says Kevin will not return to filming until he approves how he's written off the show. Like, he wants to green light it. Small Grey's Anatomy spoiler, but Puck News says that he wants to avoid what happened to Patrick Dempsey's character on Grey's Anatomy. He does not want that treatment. And apparently things have actually worsened amongst the producers and Kevin Costner. E.T. says they didn't even give him a heads up when they announced the show was going to come to an end after 5 seasons.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
I love that show so much, though. It's such a shame it's coming down to this, man.
So I still haven't watched the last season just because I can't find where to watch it for free and I refuse to pay for it. Because we did jump the shark like a season or two ago, and it just like, I get there's a lot of drama, but it's like, at a certain point when they had the big shootout and then there was a bomb and then it was just like...
You can't survive that. You did.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like... So, yeah, it's... not that it was believable before,
right.
But it became less believable.
So Robert De Niro just welcomed a baby into the world at the age 79, E.T. Canada.
Wow.
And he's old. E.T. Canada.
Don't
tell me you weren't thinking it.
No, that's
no,
fair.
He's old for the earth and old for having a kid.
Yeah.
He's old for having a kid and for the earth. So E.T. Canada interviewed him while promoting his upcoming film, and he had to correct a reporter who asked him about his 6 children.
Well, I believe in being loving with the my kids, and sometimes you have to be stern about stuff.
So listen, I know you have 6 kids, but like,
7,
have
actually,
you
I just had a 7? Baby.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations. I'm so sorry. Okay, 7.
So when I saw these headlines, and they were everywhere, because he's 79, he had a baby. And listen, his life has no effect on me whatsoever. I was kind of pissed. I don't think it's fair to the kid.
Nah.
It's not. If I were the kid, I would grow up and be mad.
I mean, yeah. I mean, baby boy or baby girl is going to be around 10 years. I mean, that's
if you're lucky.
Right?
I agree. But that 500 net worth, 500 million takes the edge off a little bit. I might be okay.
That's true.
If I could have 100 million of that.
But also think about the 6 other siblings who were like, hey, 500 million to split between the 6 of us. And now they got to split it between 7.
Hey, they're never going to like that
so
kid.
Tory Lanez wanted a redo after he was found guilty of shooting Megan Thee Stallion. Will there be another trial? I've got more for you on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.